Hello, it's Patty and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast. It is Friday, the 23rd of October, the day that we love the most.
You bet it is. Friday, here we go. The weekend's upon us. It's grand final weekend, too, just quietly.
Yes, go whoever team that you support. Look, we caught up with Scotty Darlaw. What a nice bloke. He's from Melbourne. He's got a song out. He collaborated with Diesel.
What a guy to have help you out in a song, right?
Yeah, exactly. As well as that, the forum was about the council.
Well, the council are really well, geez.
Not many days to go in the council and the
well
mayor.
Well and truly in the sandpit now, aren't
that's
they?
That's right. We'll find out whether they get to live out their dreams of representing this area.
But don't go anywhere, because right now James Bracey has got everything you need to know about this weekend's NRL Grand Final.
Due to the rapid rate of infection, we can no longer continue to play. Some kind of
madness. We have made the unprecedented decision to suspend the 2020 season.
A season like no other. It's been the toughest season of all time. I didn't think we'd get here. But after COVID bubbles, new rules, footies dunked in sanitizer, and Peter Volandis, we are so, so close to having a new NRL champion.
Here we go. The Penrith Panthers, they're off to the grand final.
It's down to this.
The Melbourne Storm to take on the Panthers.
Oh, it's game on. Oh.
For our great mates at Ream and Maccas.
Rugby League's number one prize.
Oh, you want to put on your footy boots?
Toughen everyone.
And it's good to be catching up with from Channel 9. He is the main man of rugby league. He's our local bloke, former local bloke, James Bracey, joins us this morning. Jimmy, hello, mate.
Hello, James.
Thanks, Hattie. Hey, Rob. Great to be with you, boys. Jeez, I'm pumped after hearing that.
Oh, mate, me too. I want to tackle someone. I'll tell you what, Palmer.
You know rugby league as intimately as Paddy Gerard knows the palm of his hand. Just, you know, tell us, in your words, what's this game going to be like? Who's going to win it and by how much?
I'll tell you what, it's this is the for me, it's the dream grand final. One and two playing each other. The old wise heads of Craig Bellamy and Cameron Smith of the Storm have been hogging this day for a while now. They've been in four of the last five. And then you've got the new kids on the block, the young Panthers. They've got a bit of swagger. I'm sort of leaning the way of experience for this one. I think the Panthers' time, if it's not this Sunday, will come. If it's not next year, the year after, They're going to be strong for a while. So I'm leaning towards the Storm at this stage. But I've chopped and changed a few times in the last few days, and that could happen in the lead-up.
Yeah, for sure. How much does experience lend an advantage in a grand final, do you reckon?
Well, when it's Cameron Smith, it's just you can't deny the guy. That's the thing. He just knows how to control a game. He's played, I think, 43 finals, something around that figure, which is amazing. So I look at that and just think, while he's in a team on this stage, and who knows, is he retiring? Yeah. I just can't picture it in my head that they get knocked off.
Jimmy, it's the Panthers taking on Melbourne. You used to work at Erina Lee's Football Club before you went to Sky and then to Channel 9. Did you work with Cobby, Brian Cobb?
No, right.
Okay, Cobby works there. He's a Panthers fan. Good news for them? I think they're due for a loss, mate.
Oh, the Panthers, well, they've won 17 in a row. It's got to come eventually, doesn't it? If it's not on Sunday, it'll have to be next year. But he won't like what he's hearing from that. But when you're on a streak like that, and then I think about, like, this is where you get yourself tied up in knots. I think about how well Nathan Cleary's playing and Juliano Kikau's back.
But look at Melbourne. Look at their team. Look at, as you said, Cameron Smith, and then you've got Munster.
Yeah, Pappenhausen's flying.
He is at fullback. Bloody, which way would you swing, Jimmy?
Yeah, and I tell you what, there's been a lot of swinging going on thinking about it. I'm going to say a close one, Melbourne. Someone like Munster to be your Clive Churchill sort of man of the match. But anyway, Jerome Hughes is having a killer year at halfback as well, and Cam's there too. So it's going to be wet, and that's also I'm factoring that in with the Melbourne Storm as well.
Yeah, well, you see the Storm, and they have periods of play. It's not like there's one moment in the game. They seem to have like a 20-minute block where they'll win it, you know, and then the rest of the game becomes a formality.
Yeah, and that happened against the Raiders last Friday, didn't it? It was over by 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Three tries, wham, bam, bam. And that's where Cameron Smith had his best thing, because then he just slows it all down.
Yeah.
And it just controls the tempo of the game and sends them to victory. So I just think, yeah, it's hard to get around that going into this, but grand finals, you know, anything can happen.
Yeah, it's going to be sensational on Channel 9. Of course, you've got the Women's Rugby League. Broncos, mm-hmm. The girls, they're there again. They won it last year. That's what we hang on to.
Well, you've got to hang on to something, don't you, Paddy?
And will the Broncos win in the women's, do you think, Jimmy?
Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt about that. The way they're playing, they're a gun team and red hot favourites, and they should be.
Okay, mate, what time does Channel 9 kick off on Sunday?
It's huge. Massive. So we're on air for 13 hours on Sunday, so... During COVID, when we did the lockdown, we made up shows. So we had a show called The Greatest, where we just look back at the greatest origins, the greatest grand finals. So we put together our greatest grand finals for 2 hours of TV from 10 till 12 to warm you up.
I love that stuff.
And we're live, and it is good, I'm telling you. Some of the GFs in there, it brings back some great memories. But then we're live from midday, from the ground. Sports Sunday footy shows move to 1 to 3, and then we're inside the ground ready to go ahead of the women's from 3 o'clock, and then... Bit of a news break, and then from 6:30, live for the main event.
Ah, brilliant stuff. 40,000 people in there. And then, of course, we've got the State of Origin. We've got the Blues staying here at the Pullman Magetta Shores Resorts. Mate, can we speak to you before the State of Origin, Jimmy? Is that okay?
For sure. Well? Yeah, we're actually naming the squads on Sunday night after the grand final on our broadcast as well. And we'll have a chat to Freddie and someone from the Queensland camp as well.
We're glad to have the Blues in our camp here at the Central Coast. We might even try and bust the bubble and get in there.
In there. All right, James. Mate, it's been a pleasure watching you. You're getting more gorgeous each time I look at you.
Pity my wife doesn't think so.
James Bracey, our former local bloke from Channel 9. Mate, all the best Sunday. We can't wait for the broadcast, mate.
Thanks, Paddy. Thanks, Rob. Enjoy the footy.
Thank you. Thanks, it's going to be a big match. The grand final in rugby league.
When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
You remember in the old days how there used to be, like, it would be a soapbox, someone would get up on there and have a chat?
Yeah.
This is now the council soapbox.
Because from what we hear, we heard yesterday, like it was 24 hours ago, local government minister Shelley Hancock announced that she would suspend the Central Coast mayor and the councils. They've got to show a letter of cause. They've got a week to do that, as why they retain their job. Yesterday we spoke to Councillor Greg Best. You've got a week and then we'll know whether you retain your job. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, mate, I think it's over. But look, guys, thanks for all your support over the years and letting the message out there. It's been wonderful, but I think it's over. It should be over too.
And I'm hearing it will be over. That's what I'm hearing, mate.
How about, like, Adam Crouch, right, our state Liberal MP,
yeah,
saying there's been more than $104 million in grant funding over the past few years, which had seen projects promised from one end of the coast to the other. A lot of those projects now are under a cloud.
Yeah. Does it concern you as a Central Coast resident if we do lose our council and our mayor and our councillors, 15 of them?
G'day there, Darren from Tumbiumbi.
Good morning, man. How are we?
Yeah, good, buddy.
Fabulous for Friday.
I want to chat to you about the Central Coast Council.
Yes.
I know the nitwits are going to lose their job and all that, but how are they going to recoup the money back that they've already spent?
Well, mate, that is...
Are they going to put a rate up? They're definitely going to put a rate up.
Of course.
That's the $96 million.
Probably put DAs up, dog licences, all those bits of mongrels.
Mate, well, that's the only way. Now, I have been speaking to a few people and they've been saying what actually happened through COVID, because they didn't have their big cash flow through all their gardens, their parks and all that, because and sporting fields, they've got hundreds of sporting fields and they were missing out on the money and the revenue from that.
Oh, the Central Coast Council, Lake Macquarie Council were putting on heaps of, like, cadmen staff, outdoor workers, so I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, mate. Look, the only way to get the money back is
to take it from the public.
Yeah, that's really the only way. Seriously.
You watch, we're all going to have to pay for parking soon outside your own house.
Maybe the worker should take a pay cut.
Oh, I don't know about...
You're on eggshells there. Geez.
do you think Darren is right? Should Central Coast Council workers... Look, a lot of people took pay cuts during COVID, mate. I know people who took 10%. Some people took 20%.
Oh, but this is a different setup.
This is a different. I know. Yeah.
This is a way different setup.
It's still a controversy of errors.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not the worker's fault.
The error of the few shouldn't cost the many, I don't think. And I think there's got to be a way around it. We're all going to have to take somewhat of a hit, I think.
Well, I don't think it's fair to the public that, you know, that we didn't spend the money, we didn't write the checks.
Yeah, all right, Dad.
That is true.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one. Scotty Darlow, he has just released a new single. It's called Bind the Hands of Time. Have a listen to this. This is brilliant. My heart is jumping.
What a catchy tune.
Yeah, how good is that?
Hey, he's got some pipes on him.
Yeah. And Scotty Darlow joins us from Melbourne this morning. Good morning, Scotty.
Hi, boys. Thanks for having me.
How are you, mate?
G'day, Scott.
Living the dream, sure.
First of all, mate, how's it going in lockdown, buddy?
Oh, mate, it's been a long 6 months, but you know what? No complaints. No complaints. We could be in London or LA or something like that where we've got some real issues.
No, well... Scotty. That is true. You're going to be watching the grand final this weekend, looking out for drones above your house?
I'm a massive Cats fan, so I will be. And I'll be watching the Tigers get flogged.
Okay. Just how many are you allowed to have to your house to watch them get flogged?
Oh, look, we're going to have me, the family, the dogs, the chickens.
Are they counted?
They could be.
Well, you know, we're going to sneak them in when the drones aren't looking.
That's right. He's got an egg cannon ready to shoot drones down out of the sky. Hey,
Scotty, some people have said they've lost weight in lockdown. Some people say they've gained it. What about you? How have you gone with it, mate?
Mate, in all seriousness, I've actually really enjoyed it. Mostly enjoyed it. It's all sort of tied in with this song as well. I hit a bit of a wall towards the end of last year and had been out the road too long and. Yeah, just eating badly, not sleeping enough, drinking too much and all those sort of things. And so this year I've gotten off the grog. I've been sober for 10 months. I've put a gym in my garage and it's been a good year.
That's great, mate. So lockdown's kind of put a seatbelt on you and you've used it to your benefit.
Yeah, it really has, mate. The challenge will be, of course, once we sort of go back to normal life, if and when that happens, the challenge will be sort of, how do I continue to be so healthy when I'm back eating catering at festivals. But also...
yeah, right, okay.
Hey, Scotty, did you find, with all those changes, did you find with your songs, did you write better or didn't happen like that?
Not really. I haven't done a whole lot of writing this year, actually, to be honest with you. I've been finishing the record, so we had Black in the Dark out back in June and then we've got this one out now. We're working on the music video for the next single, which will be out in January. So we're doing a lot of creative stuff, but not so much... writing myself. I've got a daughter who's started writing songs, so I've been working with her a little bit and helping her with that stuff, and teenagers, you know.
Yeah.
So a lot of creative stuff, but I've sort of penciled some time in for next year to sit down and write the next record. So I've got a little bit of it written, but not all of it yet. But
Does it change your style completely, staying at home? Like you start writing about stuff you're whinging about around the house?
Yeah, been writing plenty of songs about. I've got two dogs, mate. One of them's awesome, and one's an oxygen thief. So,
that's what they say about Rob and my show. One's awesome, one's an oxygen thief. I'm not going to say who's who. That's what management sent in an email.
That's what the listeners to the side.
Be kind. Oh, be kind and rewind.
Now, bind the hands of time. That is out now. Mate, it is so catchy.
As I said, the song's about having gone through a really hard time and then sort of you're coming out of it, you know, and you start to, once I'd started getting healthier and, sort of off the grog especially really helped and, you know, I sort of woke up. It didn't happen straight away, but after a couple of months, I sort of woke up one day and I was like, geez, I feel good, you know? And it sort of catches you by surprise because you're not used to feeling good. And it's all about sort of making sure that when you do have those good moments, you've got to be really present in it and, and just take the time to enjoy those moments because you've earned them. I'd written the verses and I was having a bit of trouble and I rang Mark Lazott, who's a mate of mine, Diesel, and just said, the Diesel, and said, hey, mate, look, I've got a song that I think is pretty good, but I need some help.
Geez, that's a great bloke to have in your phone book for some help, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not terrible, is it? And he rang me. It was quite funny, actually, because he rang me and he goes, I've just landed in Melbourne. And I live not too far from the airport, about 15 minutes from the airport. And he goes, oh, can I pop around? I said, yeah, no worries. So he came around and we sat around the dining table and and finished the song together. But my wife, her first ever CD she bought was the Hep Fidelity. So she's sort of peering down the stairs holding her bloody CD of Hep Fidelity.
Okay. Can you sign this?
That's awesome.
Well, I still don't think Mark Lazotte's as good as his brother, Brian.
No.
No way is he good as his brothers, Brian.
Apparently one of them can cook. So.
Yeah, yes. Only one. Right, mate, it's been awesome talking to you, Scotty. We'll look forward to your new song, possibly called you. Two Dogs.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you, Scotty.
Get around the Mighty Cats and the Mighty Storm this weekend.
Okay, yeah, Melbourne boy and Geelong. Thanks, mate.
Good on you guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, if you do something this weekend, just go online, have a check out of Bind the Hands of Time, new song from Scotty Darlow.
What a great bloke. Paddy, I've got another splendid idea.
Oh, what is it this time?
Well, anyone listening can just subscribe to the Paddy and Rob podcast and stay up to date.
Of course, why wouldn't you?